to share with you our chazaka. She's told us a new thing. Yesterday we still on the sugya of Avtes Amid Beis, and we discuss the Rashi's Hezbo on Tinoku Shogiyas Manalirus, the Roso Pam Rishona and Avtes Amid Beis, the last of the two lines in Rashi, short lines. Pick it up again. Tana Rabbanon Tinoko Shogiyas Manaliros, the Rosso, Pambuchona Daishaito, Shneer Daishaito, Shisha Kharoshim. Rashi asks the Kashi, it's a rhetorical question, he gives the answer. Afagav de Gabi Psulas Domi Masnison, even though by Ktano she gears manaliros, and she saw the first time, the Mea Omru Dayashaito and Beri Rishona, Avo Bishnio for a Ktano Meniko Muberus, and Ktano we Ibar defined as Psulo Shelogias Manalios, Alba Vishnio Mitama Mesayes, Psulo Shogosa, right? Even though he gears mana, Alba Shriya Mitama, Anamila gears Manalios. The Domim is gears Manalios Domim, of Leos Dam. The Domim is Suyimbo. Ubechoda Zimna is Haska. Abuzu, Shaina Ruyuliro, Sivin Hazi, Bahazoka Gemura, who betrays Zimna Habahazoka. Kobasisan is Revihi. Hilko Bishte Rios, Habahazoka, Ubishli is Sitoma Mesayes. Two things to be daik Rashi. First is that Russian, Bechoda Zimna Ischaska. What does that mean? The Chazoka was one time? Machlokes Rabbi Yerushim Gamliel, whether two times or three times, where do you have a Chazoka with one time? Yesterday we learned the Gabe Amosul, Gabe Balabalion, when Machisim Kippur, or whether you try to kill him, or they Goma, right? He had to be Hosuka three times. Abuzu, Shane Raya, Ruya Liro, Sikhach, Trazik, Bechazoka, Gemura. So, Tre Zimna, Habechazoka. No, so that's the case. Why should she be tamei on the second time? Why aren't you mitamei her me'esayes after the second riyah? Second riyah said, oh, she's really a woman who sees dam normally. She's a normal woman. So why do you wait for the third time? She's a normal woman. Then the second time when she saw riyah, then it means that yesterday she's a normal woman. So yesterday the zakone or me'esayes should apply to her. Omer Rabban and Daya Shaita Beosaria, Af Zos Hamozek as Beria Shneo, Daya Shaita, Achetira Zeshishis. I told you, so Rashi sneaks away from the question, why then isn't she telling me after the second Ria? Second Ria proved her to be a regular woman, normal woman. Normal women are governed by the Gzeira, the Takone, and Meis Leis. So Rashi sort of evades the kasha by saying, right, that what? The Omru Rabbanon Dayashaita Bozalia. Avzos Habachzekis Bliyashniya Dayashaita. What's the reason why they didn't ask her? Amu Chacham, that's what the Chacham said. He gives no hesitation before it. I gave you the Hezbo. Our question was, is this a chance occurrence? She saw Dam. Is it a chance occurrence? So when you're dealing with a woman, they give us manalilos. I say the first time, it's a chance occurrence. Was he know Gias Manoliros? The second time is not a chance occurrence. Therefore, the Viyashniya Shi Matama Esleis. Why? I had my doubts about the first time that it wasn't a chance occurrence because Gias Manoliros is a normal expectation that she will be menstruate soon. She's 13, 14 years old. So when she menstruates the first time, I'm not sure whether, why? Because some women, some girls menstruate to 14, some to 15, some to 12. So there's no raya yet that she's in any kind of fixed group. The second time she sees, that proves that the first time was not a fluke. Therefore, she metame me slays right away. But if Rohigi is manaliros, then I don't have any supportive evidence that she's seeing dam, which can be called normal dam needles. I mentioned to you a little baby can also be roe dam. A day or two after birth, she may come a nida d'raisa by seeing dam. Witch's blood is what referred to in lay literature. It's a regular menstruation. The little uterus was stimulated by the hormones of pregnancy, and the act of parturition, the act of giving birth, is a sudden drop in hormone level, there's a little menstruation occurred.
Then it stops, right?
Huh?
Then it stops, right?
Only a little good, it's not much there. If, however, no gears, manolios, then I have a chazoke that's yelling at me, it cannot be. It's all gears, manolios. What then? You want to establish her as being chutz leklal, chutz of the group. By the gears, manolios, the first chia raises the question, she's part of the regular group of people. But could be one time, could be a chance. Second time, I take away that suffix. I have no suffix in my mind. And the girl began to menstruate. He loigi is manalilos. She sees once. My mind says it has to be just a fluke. He's only 19 years old. She sees a second time. I say, no, maybe she belongs to those people, right, who see it 9, 10 years old. I can't say, I have no best evidence for it. She sees a third time, then she has a chazokah, according to Shimon ben Gamliel, 3 times. According to Rebbe, maybe the second time, but also not, because I have a strong chazokah against. My counter question is always, it's a chance. These things can happen. Okay, so I want to introduce one more chance, accident or belonging to a group. That's what we've done with this chazokah. It's a chazokah that says you belong to the group, and that's what Rashi says. But pam rishona have a chazokah. I'm perturbed. Rashi says that Agi is mana liros, and she saw down. Why do you have a question? Why is there a suffering in your mind? Agi is mana liros, and she saw down. So you say, well, because that's we have to answer. Because Agi is mana liros, but that period of liros is a broad spectrum, anywhere from 12 to 13 to 60. Therefore, I can't say badai that this is dam nidus. So I need a second time to confirm it. But that's because I have something pushing me luchumro. She's higiyas manaliros. That she's supposed to be seeing dam. So yesterday we discussed really what is huzikol lavonos. Right. A muscle or someone's over on Kores and they give him Malkus and he doesn't listen. Right. Where Machis and the Kippur. There, clearly, you're establishing a Chazokah. And therefore, it falls under the regular rules of Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. How many times per Chazokah? Since you're dealing with capital punishment, Yuvi Bezdin, yeah, there may be modifying halachas for that, too. Added chumus to protect it. But that will be a classic establishing a chazokah of your personal behavior, like the chazokah of the bestows. Afraid that since he went ahead and established himself as someone who's a muscle, I'm afraid he'll keep on doing it. It's an easy way to earn a living. I told you, he reports the income tax authorities and he gets a percentage of the money they recover. So it becomes a business for him. We have such halacha in Mila. I thought I'd put that one in. This morning I was Sunday at a bris, one twin. That's why I mentioned for Mincha. Rabbi Dav Mincha, there's no Tachman today. That's halacha of a Sunday called Bal Bris, the part is from Tachman.
And
how's
the other twin? What happened to the other twin?
And the other twin, someone else was Sadiq. They only maybe Sadiq once. Oh. They're afraid of too much Ashilus. Sadiq is supposed to give you Ashilus. I've been Sadiq many times, it didn't help. You have to do something else. Mm-hmm.
Like teaching
it away. Okay. Anyway, I didn't have easy access to to Shulchan Aruch the other day, but I have my office with one missing for some reason, a tool. So, here's a tool the other day. The Hilchos Milah. Okay. Interesting. Also, the biological facts here are interesting too. I leave the first page with just a few words. Isha Shemol, it begins Isha Shemol has beno umeis, and then she's circumcised the second son, and he also died, right? Then, lo shno hoyu mi balechod o mishnayim, lo tomul hagimul. The third son is born to her, she doesn't make mila. That's how you get halachic status of orel shemesu echo machmas mila. So he's an Orel. He's a form Jew, great Talmud Chacham, but he's an Orel. Right? As an Orel, there are problems with eating the Korban Pesach, Orel Yochabo. There are some restrictions on an Orel, none of his fault, that he can't make Mila because of what? Because of threat of death, because of Kuch Nefesh. Lo shno hoyu mi balechot o mishnayim. What's he telling you that? Lo somul agimul at elatamtin lo at sheyigadel v'yizchazei kochol. I want you to know that's the machlokes rishonim. The two holds. Then when he's an adult, you can try again. Second, two children died when they were 8 days old. Right? He's now 20, 25. Yeah. Why? Assumption is that he is now whatever over the problem. He's stronger. He can resist the deleterious effects of Mila. But not everyone holds that way. Many of the children hold lo yimol olomis. She doesn't do Mila. That person doesn't do Mila at all. And of course, medically, they are right. Why do you think the first two children died?
Hemophilia,
right? Now hemophilia, interesting. Hemophilia is a disease, genetic disease, transmitted only by the mother.
It's X-linked recessive.
Huh?
It's X-linked recessive.
Right. So when mother has two X's, so she can have the disease gene without having the disease. Without it being expressed in her. When she gives birth to a son who gets that bad X, he'll come down with a disease, so he only has an XY, doesn't have anything to counter that X. You people with her, okay? That much genetics, you know? You okay with that one or not? Lost you?
Not genetics.
Okay. A woman has two X. X have a whole bunch of genes on them. Have a bad gene on this X and the good gene on this X, it's a recessive. This overpowers. If, however, when she gives birth to a son, one of her exes joins the Y of her husband, have an XY. If the little fellow got the bad X, he'll come down with the disease. He has nothing to counterbalance it. The Y doesn't counterbalance it. The Y has very few genes on it. You with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all up there.
So you'll see over here, right? Rav Manoach is wrong. I underlined everything and think for you, I think. But let's go there. Look at the Beis Yosef. The Gemara there has a machlokes, Rebbe of Shimon Gamaliel. Two sons died, can you mal the third son? Does she have a chazaka of transmitting that bad gene to her children? So it says, Shlishi, according to Rav Shimon Gamaliel, okay, because she has no chazaka yet. They pick up the Beis Yosef, the two lines on the top. V'nechelku gam kei v'shar dvorim, im b'tchei have a chazaka over tilto. V'asikna, so what you have, here's the maskarna, V'asikna, nisuin umalkios kerebi, v'stos, v'shor muad, Rav Shimon ben Gamaliel. Okay, let's analyze that. By Nisuin, what's the case of Nisuin? We mentioned it yesterday. What's that case called? Katlonis, where she married once her husband died, the second time her husband died. So she shouldn't be married again. Rav Shimon Gamaliel says no. She can still have one more try, marry a third husband. What's the maskana? He passed like heavy. Why? Because kuch nefesh. Right. If we nisuin, and the case of Malkios. What's the case of Malkios? Where the fellow went ahead and twice was over on Issa Kores and gave Malkus. Right? There. In two times it's a chazoket. And therefore you put him into the box, you put him into a keeper, and let him die, even though he didn't do it a third time. It's two strikes and you're out. Right? We pass like Rebbe. Why pass like Rebbe? Why let the man do a third avera? Might as well get rid of him now. Shor HaMuad, this dose, and Shor HaMuad, our sugi in Sefas Nida, dealing with the stores, we only know about three times. We only know that Chazok is three times. That's a din of Shimon Gamaliel. Ukosu harif v'rosh. Look inside the text. Mistabra the Mila kinesuim. Now by Mila, we should also pass like Rebbe. Why the betray zimna have a Chazoka? The suffering the poshos he, the suffering the poshos lohokil. Lechein posak harambam. Right. Now the case we're talking about, he says, well, meis machmas milo mashma, that what? Vaday afilo v'deles v'yishum choli askinim. We're talking about a child that looks healthy, and then there was nothing wrong with him. Until I cut him, I didn't know anything was wrong with him. Bishum deikle mishpocha de rofi doma. Right, isbeg bishum choli. Ma'i gima afilo hu rishon nami. The peacock, if it was something that he was sick, it wouldn't make meal anyway. So the case has to be a child is perfectly healthy. Until the boil cut him, there was no sign of any adverse condition in the child. Umasha kosa bloshno mibal echod amishnayim. Ah, maybe the husband is the cause of the disease. Therefore, she remarried a second husband It should be different?
No.
Hocha mashmer etona summer, molo rishon umes, sheni umes, rochilik benum yishach or begiron orchim, since that distinction is not made, then we assume it makes no difference. The disease is caused by her genetic makeup. Therefore, even though she had other different husbands, there were different males for the second child, it doesn't remove the chazoka that comes along. I wonder that for your cousin Rav Manoach, who's often cited in the Beis Yosef. Who adin in ishmo b'no rishon v'sheini lo yimo shlishi b'ein shu hoyolo m'isha achaz b'ein mi b'ez nashim. Ramanoach is wrong. So look at the Bach. Asha Kosav, no shnom with Balecho and Shnayim, Kach Kosav Ramam so pek Aleph. Nire de Daik Hocho, me de Tanya, Isho Shemolas Beno, no Tana Ish Shemolas Beno. Right? Alma de Isho Talya Ho Milso. Damrinan, the so pek Abo Ali Vemto, Gabi Milo, Iko Mishpocho de Rofidomo, Iko Mishpocho de Komedome. Dafka be Isho, Shadam Bomine Isho. How's that for nice genetics? Says Moses, Gimel shoot for me, Ishbodom. Three partners are making a baby. The husband, the wife, and God. The husband gives the fetus all the white parts of the body. And the Isha contributes the dam. And this concept of dam nida now becomes somehow nivla into the baby. Memele, if that's so, he says, since isha mazras odem shememenu o uboso v'dam usaros hilkoch loshna hoy mi balechod o mishnayim. No chiddush who a husband was, it all comes from the wife, right? Abo beish echod, shemesu shnei bonov miisha achas, achakach nodulo ben miisha cheres, yocholamolo. Vechein also haguda, maise vechoya, what you call it. The lok moshe kosa beisoisim shem rabba noach, who adim beish. Yema machokas shishodim. Whether this condition, and is a fatal blood condition, whether it's transmitted also by the man. The answer is no. There, Rabbi Noach was wrong, and the Bach is right. Right. Well, the Gemara, the chain plaza of Shulchan Aruch, right? Ramanor said that you are worried about if a man lost two children soon after circumcision. So maybe you do have to worry about it, even though the Sosu says not, even though the Bas says not, but the issue, he says, and how he knew this, I don't know, is not a suffix in anyone's mind. It's a vadai. That transmission of this blood dysgrazia comes through the woman, only through the mother, not through the husband. Next goes a genetic analysis. What about the sisters? can the sister who just gave birth to a baby, does she have to worry that her sister already lost two children to Mila, and now she has her first son, she has to circumcise him? Is she afraid that it's a genetic trait that all the women in the family share? A real concern, right? Family of four sisters. One of the sisters already had two children die at circumcision. How's that? Sisters make a genetic trait. Sisters establish it as a genetic trait among the females of the family. So if one sister experienced this double tragedy, then the other sisters should not circumcise their sons. That's achios marzikos. Cheichod isha v'as morzekes, hachanami hi morzekes v'achioseho, lo somol es beno. Rambam lo kosvua, elo svirale. He holds it because he didn't say anything. Lo choshu chachomim l'mashir pamachas b'tzipori, lo chashin l'miutid lo tshicha, lo tshiach. What's he saying? It's such an uncommon thing to have a husband be the transmitter of the genetic traits. They have to worry about maybe transmitting to his sons. He says, some maybe, yes, maybe theoretically you could have a transmission from a son. Yeah. She went ahead and gave birth to and XY and
but father to give
the only way you can have it
is if the egg doesn't contain X is chromosome.
If he's a XXY.
Yeah, which is
what?
Well, either
if he's an XXY, which can happen. Yeah.
Or you could have two anomalies where when you don't properly split the genetics and meiosis, and they don't, you get an egg without.
XXY.
But XXY is more common.
XXY is.
But that's more feminine.
Three and XXY, they're fine. Then because he has the extra X, he's not a hemophiliac,
but
he can transmit the hemophilia gene to him.
Unless his mother was a carrier and his father was a hemophiliac.
Okay.
This is technically possible.
Is it right? Ubi ukan vada nir loma sopi the first of the hokil. So Tomo Shishis. What do we have over here? Here you have the similar shaila. You know that there are, as with mishpocha, the rafi domain. Right? We know there is such a group. Shaila is this child one of that group? Right? I'm sorry, is this mother one of that group? So the first child that died, we said there's no way she belongs to that group, it could be an accident. The second one dies, right? Then Rebbe says, that's a chazokia. Now it's a member of that group, they follow someone's below. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the second could also be a chance happened. And doesn't want to put it into, but also here we're talking about group. When I talk about the individual, we talk about an individual that doesn't exist even. We say, what will be with the third child? I'm going to pass it now. Third child, if it's a male, don't you circumcise? Because here we talk about group identity. What makes the group identity? Okay. Let's go back to the Gemara. Here before? Let's get back to our the more complicated case. He's what complicated after establishing that the chazokia for Isher Sheino Hoedam, right? It's not Elohigia Shaito. It's Tana Rabbana. Pick it up now, the Gemara. Tinoko shelo hagiyas ban alivos v'roso pam rishon no daya shaito shniya daya shaito shlisha daya kol roshim mutama meis liyes mepkida lepkida. Now the case gets more complicated. Ovru oleo sholosh onos, and then after we established her already as a cheskas ro adam, now 90 days passed by and she didn't see Dam, and then she saw Dam. Over Sholosh Onos passed by, 90 days, but also, no, she's a regular woman. She already was put into the category of women who roe Dam, because she saw three times. And now she didn't see three times. Follow the rules that were established before, the din of Rabbi Eliezer, that a woman that's not a zakena, if she misses three periods and then she sees, the takona of meisa eis doesn't apply to her. We still say dayashato. We assume that the fact that she didn't see for three onos, for three vestos, we assume that meant that she no longer is roedam. She established a chazoka of Eino Ro Adam. But then she saw Adam. No, so what? She starts from now from a status of Eino Ro Adam. It's not Eino Ro Adam, because three onos pass by. Then the halacha is Dayashato. So this situation repeats itself again. After this one time that she saw, after a 90-day gap, she sees again, she has again a 90-day gap. Over Sholos, the Roasa, and she sees them. Again, we say Dayashata. Why? We hold like Rabbi Eliezer. We hold like Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer said that Kol Isha, She'ovo lo Gibul Odos, is Dayashata. Then the third time, the Oda Over Sholos, the Roasa. Then Harei Kuchal Anoshim Umetama Meisreis Mepkida Lepkida. Ushagiyas manalilos. This was all on a girl who was pre-puberty. Loigiyas manalilos. And she saw and she didn't see. She saw and she didn't see. She saw and she didn't see. Now, the next case. Shigiyas manalilos. Chronologically, she should be seeing Dam. Then Pam Rishona Dayashato, because it could be an accident. Shnia, I know there's no accident. The Giyas Manal Rios plus one Riya removes the Sveikos in my mind. Therefore, Shnia, Matama, Meisayes, Mitkidal Kida. No, well, this girl. Now, of all Shalashonos, Verosa. As I say, because she went but 90 days and missed three periods, that proves that she's not yet like all other women who are Roadam. Therefore, we say Dayashata. And then what? Ovo Olea Sholosh Onos, you said was Dayashaita. And then Hodo Kachazia Baonos. After the Zriya, she then saw regular periods. You have the case in your mind. Family, it makes any difference where we start from, meaning whether it's this girl or any woman, according to Rabbi Eliezer, any woman who didn't see for 90 days has a chazok of Eino Ro Adam, and therefore we don't make the gzeira of Me'is Le'is. But what if after that she got a kachazia ba'onos, then she sees regularly? Last time, Rashi explains it slowly. The kids can join me on the Rashi. Hodok Chazia Ba'onos Mai. Again, there was a Hapsoko. She saw Dam, and next time she saw Dam with a regular bonus, 30 days later. So my question is, in the previous case you had always a gap of 90 days. There's no gap of 90 days. There was a gap of 90 days, she saw, and now she saw 30 days. Pick up the Rashi. My, what's aloche? Daya shata o metama meiseis. What would be your psak if she saw after 30 days? After the hapsoka, she saw dam, So that dam we said is only meis, that dam is dayashata. Then she saw 30 days later. Mi amrinan hodiktani. That which we learned in the Basra in that second case. Od avu gimel gimel onos dafke ketani avu. Then the chazir sof ona metame esliyes. Why? Afa gavro giyas mana. Given the huzukol ho e koydim apsokas gimel onos shonos arei ki giyas mana. Therefore, chiyav sikil b'rishona. The first gap of 90 days. Then b'horasa dayishata. Why? Dayishat b'iriyat rabbi Eliezer. B'chiraz yisur l'sof ona. Metama me'esleis k'chol ish shavu lo gimel onos. Din dayishata ele b'rishona. Aber heichad achazor v'ovu. Gimel Shneos Rosso Daya Shaito Bahiriya Krabalezo. Listen carefully. I, Krabalezo, was talking about a case. He had a case spelled out for us. Lo Afagabde, even though the Lo Chazina no Kamei Reb Elazar Ela Bahabor Rishona. Reb Elazar's case was where there's a gap of 90 days. There he said, Daya Shaita. Mi Umode de Daya Shaita Bishneos. Ad until the Tishazek Oke Rebbe Oke Hashem Gabriel. Ve'afa gab de Reisha Rebbe hi Sefer Kubir of Hashem Gabriel. Dike Rebbe Kivun de Chazoi Ba'onos have a medamin in early Giyas Mana. Since you see now at 30 days, then even though she's a Ketana Shlo Giyas Mana Lilos, obviously Giyas Mana. Ki Chazoi Ba'avsoka Name Kivun de Tchezim de Chazoi Ba'avsoka Igloi Milsel Mephoa de Shina Vestu Rosi Lugdomim Ubushniya Metama Mesa Eish Shein Zut Sichel Is Chazik Bedomim. Why not? Does not have to have dam three times, because that's the hesba I gave you. Because all this, my old question was, does she belong to a group of women who are lower dam now? Since she saw already twice. Oh, Dilma ichazoy lesof ona name kol sheked the daishaita. Why? The mukra milsa dav soker rishona zu sili damo hoyso v'lo shino veset. Therefore, Yeshlomar chozor lekadmuso. When she had the 90-day gap, I said, "Aha, she saw Adam." No, obviously now she's reverted back to her normal chronological age, and she should be seeing Adam. Therefore, she has this 90-day gap. But then she saw Adam again. Then, once you went ahead and you classified her as an Einaro Adam, then I have to have, once again, I need two Rios, Kibetrilo, like in the beginning. I did not get Olovu Barosa Daishaita Ravus Hashminen. I, what do you add another? All I need is two. What do you add another one? Afagav de Trezim de Chazoi Babsoko, Lo Amrin Negloi Milso de Shina Besetu, Velo Silodomin. We say Dayashaita, Davsoko Kamaisel Olam, Bechozere Sekadmusa Nodoroso. Below Damiela Higi is man of a secret has been Sheikh Rios, who begimmel to Tom Maisleis, he turned the Ozu. Very wordy words, I say that in one sentence. It means that she didn't belong to a group. Again, that's the whole hesbo for this whole sugi is, what are we talking about? A chazoka that makes her part of a group, or an independent chazoka, how she behaves? Is the fact that she went with Roedam, and then 90 days passed and didn't Roedam, She's not part of the group. Haraya, even a woman who's an older woman, according to Rabbi Eliezer, she passes 90 days and doesn't see dam, we say she's Mesulekas Midamin. And next time she sees dam, we say Dayashato. Why? Because she's established herself already as different than the regular group. And therefore, hereby, by the Lo Higia Zman Liros, there, when she saw dam, I said, most likely Higia Zman Liros. But then went 90 days, she didn't see dam. I said, that proves that she was not Higia Zman Liros. Then she saw dam. So again, I think, does it mean that she belongs to the group or not? But the key emphasis is, I don't have yet enough information to say, yes, she belongs to that group. When she goes ahead and sees a third time, then she does two things. She establishes a chazoka that she, even though she's anal, she should be anal roya, because she's lower gears manoliros. She's now established herself as different, as unique, a personal chazoka. But once you have that personal chazoka, that she's an Isha Shalor Damnilos, that pushes her back into the group, and therefore, according to the group, then there's no Daya Shaita. According to the group, there you have the Tumah Me'es Le'es. Okay, pick up the Gemara again. Hodo kechazi ba'ono smai. Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav, Pam Rishono Daya Shaita. Since we hold like Rabbi Eliezer that when Isha Muselekes Midomim for 90 days, we don't have the Gzeira, or Meisa Ace, she's also entitled to the same thing. Pam Rishona is Daya Shaita. Right. Shnia, Mitama Meisa Ace, Mepkida Pkida. Mani, who is this? Rebihi. Yama Betre Zimna Hava Chazoka. Nu, according to Shem Gamliel, you need three times. Ema Sefer, Ovala Gimlonas Varosa Daya Shaita. Right. That's Asson Rabbi Eliezer. Vichy Temer Rebbe, he only two times, but Ba'ono Sorak Rabbi Eliezer. But by up in the din of Onos, meaning when she didn't see for 90 days, he holds that halacha. There are two separate halachas here. One, when does a person become a mukzok? When does they have a chazokin? Three times or two times. Then you have a second machlokis, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, or Rabbi Eliezer and Rebbe. When you have a woman who is huchzoko sheroedam, but now 90 days pass by and she was not roedam, Rabbi Eliezer says, next time she sees is dayashato, because she's established herself already as not part of the group. Therefore, the takana doesn't apply to her. So when you say over here that Ovorel Gimel Onos Dayashato, Vichitema Rebihi, no, it's a regular Rochav Rebbe, the what? But Onos, Sovorel Kabalezo. When it comes to the gap of Onos, he holds a Rabbi Eliezer that Daya Shaita again. Not because she didn't have a chazoka. She had a chazoka. But the chazoka was broken by the 90 days that passed by. But you can't say that. You can't say that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Eliezer. Because the whole story of Rebbe and Rebbe Eliezer, you remember, was related as, I didn't think accurately, I made a mistake, and I passed the Rebbe Eliezer. Kedayu Rebbe Eliezer lismuch olo b'shas hadchak. Which means, in halacha, he doesn't hold the Rebbe Eliezer. He held the Rebbe Eliezer, he passed the Rebbe Eliezer. But he doesn't hold the Rebbe Eliezer that it's a gap of 90 days, resets the clock, and now she starts all over again. And she's it's like a ketana she higia zmano liros. Ela Rav Lezer he bebestow savla kerebi. No, the whole sugi must Rav Lezer. But in the din of bestows, meaning two times or three times, he holds like Rebbe two times. Rav Lezer's halacha has nothing to do with the, has not interconnected. Gemara tried to connect them too. Why? If you hold by bestows you need three times, then you should need also three times to get out of it. You need 90 days in order to break the chazaka that she has. You need three rios. He says, when it comes to bestows, he holds like Rebbe. Two times is enough. When it comes to the halacha of breaking a chazoke, there he held three times you need. So therefore, when it came to a woman who was Rohadam, and then she goes three times without Rohadam, there Rav Lezer held, for that you need three times. In order, however, to establish a beset, two times you know, he holds like Rebbe, no problem. But he holds a hold like Rebbe, that two times is enough. Get a little bit more done then to be able to finish this thing you go into the next one. Listen carefully. We're talking about Isho Shelo Igiya Zman Aliros. Talk about a katana. Right? Kesem Shebein Rishon Ushniya. Hold your attention. We can get through with this sugya. We've spent enough time on it already. Kesem shebein rishonu shniya. Isha she'eino lo igiyaz man aliros. She saw dam. We said not to worry about daya shata, right? And then she saw kesem. Toho. We're not going to ask her this kesem. Why? We said we learned that the model before and Daf Hey. Aktana afilu sadinin muluchochos bedam. Right? We told her on something, but we're not going to accept that it came from her as dam nidus. Where did it come from? Who knows? She cut herself. She has some kind of infection inside, but I'm not willing to consider the possibility of it being nidus. We're talking about a kesem, not to made of deacon pinim. Therefore, if she's not mozekas bedomim, therefore we wouldn't ask her the kesem. Shebein shniyo shlishis. She saw a dam a second time, and after the second time, which we also said is okay. We then said, but the kesem, is that a third riya? She saw one, two, then she saw a kesem. So Cheskia Omar Tomei. Why? Because she saw two times already. Has she seen a third time? She will be Tomei like any other woman, Meis Leis. Question is, did she see a third time now? The Kesem Beishniyu Lishishis. Is that called another Riyah? It's only something that makes you believe you can't be told on anything. We don't want a Kesem that's more than a Gris. So it's a Kesem which for a normal woman we make her a Nida for it. The question now, this woman who had she seen Dam a third time would be treated like a regular woman, not like a Tana Shurgiyas Manalilos. Question is, she didn't see another Ziyah, she saw a Kesem. Will that Kesem now be treated like the third Ziyah, which should be Tomei Meis Liyes, which should be Tumalim of Hoa? So, Chizkia Omar Tomei, why? Kivun de Ilu Chazia, had she seen Dam, not a Kesem, had she seen Dam with Dike, Mitamel, we would make her Tomei, meaning Meis Liyes, and Kisma Nama Tomei. Because it answers the same question. Is this a woman now that belongs to the group of women that see Dam? It was Lohi Giyas Manalilos, or probably Giyas Manalilos, and she's a regular woman. Question is, how do you view that third incident? First incident was a regular Ziyah, we discounted it. It's a chance happening. Second time was a chance happening. Third time it wouldn't be chance happening. But the third time wasn't a Ziyah, it was a Kesem. Is that any different? Because it's no different, Chazki says. It answers your question. Is this a woman that's going to be seeing Dam regularly? She sees Dam regularly. The first time that she found it as a Kesem, it's the third Ziyah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Toho. Why? Kivan lo is chaska b'dam, kis menam alo v'taminela. Why? Look how Rashi learns. What do you mean lo is chaska? He doesn't say lo is chaska. She doesn't have a chazoka. Get involved with two times or three times. Look at the last time Rashi. Kivan, there, the lo is chaska, meaning she never got established as what? Even though it's chaskroma, calls man shon nohagnu bo adayin toras mochzekas bedamim matamim proa. Then I'll go to our chaskroma. What's Rashi saying? People, please pay attention. They have that little tesis that ties in what we just said before by Mila. Let me read the line again. Kozman so nohagnu bo adayin toras mozekas bedamim. Kesem is the Rabbanon. Meis Leis is the Rabbanon. So he said, once you went ahead and treated her like a regular woman, one of the group, then lo plug, she's a ketana on there, they're older, makes no difference. Lo plug. Well, asa, Meis Leis. But here is a girl who never entered the group yet. Why? She's not going to enter the group until she sees a third time. What's entered the group? Rashi says, not that she's a Vohadam. That I do it in two times. So Nahadnu Imo, we didn't conduct ourselves with her as a woman. So the Takone, Rabbana made a Takone, the Takone didn't apply in such a case. Nitakona what? Of Tumu Meisli Ace, since you're dealing with a Kesem, not with a Ziyah. Had you dealt with a Ziyah, then they would be like any other woman. But since you're dealing now with a Kesem, and before the Kesem, the previous Ziyah, we were not Meisli Ace, it was only Dayashata. For other women in the group, so called, the second Ziyah and the first Ziyah would all be Meisli Ace. Here you have a woman that's outside the group. So the first time we said Dayashaita, second time Dayashaita, the third time, as the Rashi explained before, then I'm not going to be Mekel anymore. Now we're going to apply the Takone. But the third time never came because it was not a Riyah, it was a Kesem. Therefore you cannot equate the Riyah with the Kesem. Very simple, they said, simple pshat would be, Kesem is the Rabbonon, this is only Exeda the Rabbonon. They didn't apply it in this case. You have to be sensitive to the language of Rashi. Don't say she has no chazoka. So we didn't treat her like she has a chazoka. Lo nahagnu imo. We didn't conduct ourselves like a chazoka. So look at Tosfos. It's all Tosfos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tohor. That's the kesem between second and third riyah. But what about the kesem after the third riyah? She saw a dam a third time, and then she saw a kesem. We would assume now she's a normal woman, and hilchus ksomim applied to her. Mashma ho kesem achashli she would be tomei. Dahainu kerevi. Shuri Perik Abuali Vimto, Omar Rab Yoitsu Rab Yoitsu, Omar Rab Yochanan, Gabi Molo Bno Rishon, right? Rab Yochanan says, she can mal the third son also. Why? She has no chazoka yet that her children die Machmas Mila. Because he holds like Rab Shim Ben Gamliel. Rebbe said after two times she should mal the third child. Rav Shmuel said, no, she should marry the third child. If the third child dies, that's the fourth child not. Yeshomar, the Hosa Masik, the Rav Yitzhak Sumko, that's his name there, Lav Ba Samchahu. We don't trust what Rabbi Yitzchok told us, that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, right? I'm sorry. That what he said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is according to Rabbi Yochanan. That Omar Rabbi Yochanan, then Rabbi Yochanan would be at variance with between the sugya Yevamis and the sugya Nida. So he said Rabbi Yosef, what Rabbi Yosef said, the name of Rabbi Yochanan was inaccurate. Rabbi Yosef Tzum Kelav Basamchahu. Inami, Kol Hach Sugya Kaima Abreise Deleil Dasike Rebbe. Show me here. I figure out yet that sipping my mind what he means by the inami. Anyway. Tacha was that in Yevomis, they say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he holds like Shimon Gamliel. And over here, we see he's holding like Rebbe after two times established the Chazaka. So, you know, they say here, the Sugya starts off with the three Shitas Rebbe, so Rabbi Yochanan is talking according to Rebbe Shita. Over there, he's saying La Aloche like a Shimon Gamliel, and over here, he's saying it only in keeping with the Shita that we started with, that we're going according to Rebbe. Okay, back to the Gemara. Let's see if we finish this off. Maskur Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi asked Akasha on Cheskia. Right? Cheskia said that Tommy. Right? V'chima ben zu l'psulo shedemeh tohorin. Cheskia said, that the kesem is metamehar. So Rabbi Loi asks, why don't you assume that this kesem is a result of the second riyah? And just like we say by a psula, that we ask her dam because it's dam psulin, not real dam neither. Nevertheless, we ask her dam psulin, and then we told her, if she sees dam after that, we told her it all came from the dam psulin. And if it all came from Dam Sulim, it's not, doesn't make her into a neder. We're machmir b'zman hazeh. But Dam, if it's Dam Sulim, right? In the Gemara later on, there's the machlokes, how many days we are told on Dam Sulim and not on Dam neder. It's not how we conduct ourselves today. There's my voice of Shammai in Hillel there. You want to take a look at the Gemara and Daf Sama Dalit. The Mishnah. Tinokas shelo igias man alilos. That's the lawyer's question. We're dealing with a isha gardens igias man alilos. Then she saw once and twice, and she saw a kesen. Benisas beishamay omrim nosula arbol lelos. That 4 days, 4 nights, we assume that the dam is dam sulim. Beisil omrim. She gets married. Sula nisas liyom arvi. Right, so she hasn't until Motzoi Shabbos Abba Lelos Wednesday night, Thursday night. No, Yom Rabbi, as the night of Tuesday, night of Wednesday, the night of Thursday, the night of Friday. Ross of Oda Babesa Vio. That's a Isha Shah Higiyas Aman Aliros. And she saw already Dam Babesa Vio. Right? Beshame Omum Nosno Bilas Mitzvah. Beshame Omum Kolalaila Kulu. Okay, you with us? That's the basis of Rabbi Loi's kasha. Tinokin shlogi is manalilos. That's the case we're talking about. So there we gave our balelo, but we discounted real blood. So why are you asking here on a kesem? B'chimah b'zul b'sula shed demer tohorin. Amle Rav Zera zu shir for matsuya. They ain't sheer for Mitsuya. There we have a reason why we're told the Kula. Because there's Dam Sulim involved. But Zoo, here we do not told in Dam Sulim. Here's the case of a woman that's a Tana Shoygir Zan Lilos, and she saw. Here we're not talking anything more than. Is she belong to the group of women who are Roe Dam? There's nothing to be told her. We see she saw once, she saw twice, and then she saw a kesem. So Chizki says that kesem comes from a woman who was already established twice that she's Roe Dam. So what's the Havamina of the Kasha? That's the difficult one here. Why would the Rabbi Loi ask the question? The answer is so obvious. The Mishnah talks about Dam Sulim. And here the issue of Dam Sulim over here, she's some Rosh Adam. Why would it more connected to? Tosfos fills in where Rashi didn't. When he said, Chi ma bein zu l'psulu shedaber tahorin, look at Tosfos. Din nishtanu Mare domeh lemochos meriyah shas tashmish. Then temeya. Vilu motzo kesem liyachat tashmish tahora. Tosfos serves the function of Rashi to explain. Something is missing in the whole story. She saw Dam Sulim, and the following morning she makes a bdikah and she sees Dam. And the blood, we're not bikim anymore on that, the blood looks different than the Dam of Dam Sulim. As it would be so. Namely, Dam Sulim would be plain blood like you cut your finger. Nice bright red blood. Damnido is always mixed in with other stuff, other exudates, and therefore has a different color. So Moses says, if the following morning she saw blood of a different color, she's Tamea. I can't be told about Damsulim. The empiric evidence says not Damsulim, it looks different. Yet if she finds a Kesem, we'll be told about Damsulim. So that's now you understand Rabbi Loi's question. So why the Kesem by this Ktano Shelo Igiyas Mana Lilos, and she saw it twice. And then she saw a Kesem. You want to ask her this Kesem? Surely she shouldn't be in any worse position than a woman who's Roedam, and she saw Dam already a different color than the Dam Sulim, which means she saw Dam Nidus. Then she saw a Kesem. We say, well, but the Kesem, we can be Tola on the Dam Sulim. Kesem is only the Rabbanon, you told her what you can be told her. Then why then don't you do the same thing by this Tinokas? What's the answer? I have no one to be told on. The Kasha is a good Kasha. Mimi, you see, the Lord's Kasha is, you see that a Kesem following a real deal, I interpret that what you saw, since it was the Dam was Meshunah, a different color, I interpret it as a real deal. Yet the Kesem, you're not told on the deal, but you told on what was before the Dam Sulim. So here too, why can't I be told on the Kesem on what was before the last deal, when she was a Ktana, and that Dam, we were Mata that Dam. Well, Mata meaning, we treated that Dam as Dayashato. The answer of the Gemara did not make sense to. What's the Gemara answer? Here, you have Dam that's oozing, Dam that's loose. That's what the Lord, the word from Rafio, soft, loose. Here we have a basis of blood that's coming out. I can be told a lot of Dam Sulim. But by the Ktana Shogir Liros, the only thing I can be told is on Dam that is Dam Nido. There's no other reason for having her Dam. And since she saw twice, and with two times we established the Chazoka, so the third time she's going to be Metame Meis Lies, therefore the Kesem Ilans also be Metame Meis Lies. So there you have a Moko for the Hezbo for Rabbi Loi's question. The ship zu shirpo matsuyo zu ein shirpo matsuyo, right? However, Rav Zeya answers, no, here, look at Rashi, b'sula demer tohorin schaf shalo motsi machma b'sula. Ilkoch kismo tohor t'halim dam b'sula. But b'zu, why ain't sifo motsi l'tara v'litos bo? I don't have anything to be told that where this dam came from. I have to assume it came from the same place where the first two domim came from. Only the first two domim, I said, it could be a chance occurrence, and therefore the takona doesn't apply to them. The takona applies only to women who are regular women. Got lost on this one. It's a little bit late already.